Feedback. Eye-opener. Thanks for printing Time Bomb in the January 1997 issue. It opened my eyes to what others suffer. I also enjoyed looking up and reading the scriptures with Robbie. Nicole Jackson Fouquet, North Carolina. He heard. Thank you so much for the questions and answers in the January 1996 issue. I have been praying about that very exact thing, and when I read it, I knew that Heavenly Father had heard my prayers. Tiffany Banks, Colville, Utah. Trying Harder. I just finished reading the January 1997 issue of The New Era, and I really appreciated the story, Always Nice. It really made me think of the way I treat my brothers and sisters. I couldn't help but cry when I realized what was happening. My sister and I share a room, and it's hard. My younger brother is always doing annoying, loud things. This story caused me to think about relationships between my family members. I'm going to try harder every day. Thank you so much for printing that article. Michelle Anderson, Pocatello, Idaho. Fulfilling. I have been a faithful reader of The New Era for about 5 years now. It is always enjoyable and an inspiration to read. My mother had been complaining that there was never anything about our steak, Montreal, Quebec, Mount Royal Steak, in the magazine. Well, ask and ye shall receive. The next day, much to our surprise and delight, Léa Dussault of Our Steak was on the cover, October 1996. I recognized 12 members of my steak scattered throughout the special issue about Canada. It was so fulfilling to recognize the faces of some of my best friends. My American ward is in a very unique situation. Coupled with a branch, we are the only Americans in an otherwise completely Canadian steak. On the cover, you call them cool Canadians, which they are, and I am grateful to be a part of so much greatness. Thank you for giving them a chance to show their colors. Susie Swift Potsdam, New York. True importance. When my friend and I were caught stealing, we both knew what big trouble we were in. I also knew that what I had tried to take was worth practically nothing, but I had still broken one of the Ten Commandments. Nobody could know how ashamed and sorry I was. I had the longest prayer with my Heavenly Father that I have ever had. When I went to see my bishop, I picked up the February 1996 copy of The New Era with the Mormon ad about repentance. The funny thing is that of all the times I have looked through the magazine, I never noticed the Mormon ad until then. When I saw it, I just cried. This whole experience has taught me the true importance of repentance. Name withheld, California. A lesson learned. Thanks for publishing End of the Month Bonus Deal, May 1996. I haven't been very faithful on my home teaching, but this story helped me. Even something as small as babysitting can be an answer to someone's prayer. Thanks again, and keep up the good work. Matt Wright, Pleasant Grove, Utah. End of the section. Feedback.